Hello, everyone. This is Eric Green, and I'm alongside of Travis Boyd.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, and we're coming to you from the home base of Westover, Alabama. Ooh. And this is episode one.
Of the OTOV CWAP marketing podcast. So OTOV CWAP, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah,
as you know, in ServPro, we love acronyms. So we took one trainership, one voice, consistency with a plan.
Yeah, say that again. It's one trainership.
One voice.
Consistency.
With a plan. And we you know, made an acronym out of it.
Because we love acronyms.
Yeah, I think it's
Really a word at this point. And by the end of this year, you're going to be tired of that word, but hopefully it'll be
It's actually going to be in Webster's Dictionary. We've already went through the process.
Applied anyway.
And we've applied, well,
we get approved.
That's true. We're trying our best.
So let's talk about the reason why we're doing this. Or actually, let's just inform everybody what the podcast schedule is going to be.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, we're going to bring you two podcasts a month. It's going to be on the second and the fourth weeks. The first one is going to be kind of, it's really just going to be of, you know, a conversation, you know, talking to people, interviews, kind of recapping over what's working, success stories within the trainership. Like I said, we'd like to get people involved, you know, reps.
We want to hear some ideas. We want to share some ideas. It's sort of like not to find the best, share the best, if you see the ServPro TV and the corporate theme, but something similar where we just want to create some synergy and really celebrate people and celebrate ideas that are working out there within the system.
Absolutely. And the we're going to do the second one of each month, which is going to be on the fourth week. It's going to be to roll out, if you will, the swag objective and just the program, theme. The theme for the next month as we go through
how to,
it.
How ideas to. On delivering that swag, blah, blah, blah. And we'll also, on the fourth week podcast, we'll do some Q&A. We'll answer questions that you guys have maybe submitted or called us about, things that we may think are pertinent to other members of the trainership. So we'll go ahead and answer them on the podcast. Just in the first question of the year. What is it?
It's actually comes from down the hall from Beth Box.
Oh, that's from Beth.
Will you guys shut up? I'm trying to work.
That's
never mind.
Not even a real question.
Not a question.
All right, let's move on.
We'll move on.
But we'll
that.
Answer your questions on the fourth week podcast. So if you follow it, it's the second and fourth weeks. So you might get confused when we say the first podcast, second podcast, but it's literally the second week and the fourth week of each month. So let's talk about just the ways that we're going to support the OTOV CWAP vision from a marketing side, because you know success is in the details, and we don't want to bombard you, but we want to provide you with enough support and in different ways that it's accessible, it's relevant, and it helps you in the details of execution.
Absolutely. So some of the things that we're going to be doing, you know.
By the way, I want you to listen to how many times Travis says absolutely.
Absolutely. That's three at least.
At least.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, we have several different avenues that we're going to go to. Hopefully by now you've already seen the tip of the week that will be coming to you every Monday. Then we'll have the podcasts that are going to be every 2 weeks. And then we'll continue with the marketing webinar, which is basically going to be a highlight, you know, we're just going to celebrate the ones that are doing well. We're
going to look for webinar is going to be a very different format.
Absolutely.
Maybe not very different. We'll still have a kind of a presentation format where we're using, you know, Keynote or something similar to PowerPoint. But it's really going to be just kind of a tracking report. Where we are, you know, it's going to be a scoreboard. And then, as Travis said, we'll celebrate those that are doing it well. In the area meeting, we actually did a segment where we said it's time to make sales calls great again, right?
Yeah, and hopefully, I'm sure the hats are, I think, trending right now. I mean, you know, number one seller on Amazon for Christmas. So those of you who have them, congratulations.
Anyway.
You know, the ones of you who don't, hopefully we can. I've got like three left, $12.99 if you want to buy it, or you can, you know.
So you never know when you will anonymously get a make sales calls great again hat because you're doing something well. You're caught in the act of success. How about that?
There you go.
All right, so we were talking about the school board. You've got the Facebook tip of the week. Facebook tip of the week on Mondays. You've got the second and fourth week podcast. You've got the monthly marketing webinars, which will be on every second week of the month. And then we've got some training sessions that are going to be in person and on location. Tell us about that.
That's right. That's going to be, I guess we're going to call those the In It to Win It sessions, and we're going to come to each state and really zero down on, you know, I guess one of the biggest things that we heard back from the last year's boot camp was, you know, people were just all over the map. You have some people who just started. You have some people who've been doing it for years. We're going to break it up into smaller groups, give you a little more one-on-one training. Just talk about, you know, we do a lot of role play, do a lot of work centers type conversations, and break y'all up into groups such as marketing managers, SMRs, MSCs. That way you can get the most out of it.
And we really want you guys to kind of get to know some of your counterparts. You know, it's cool to know some of the people in the system that you are a part of, and it just gives you, I don't know, it's networking. And that's what we do as marketing, and it makes us better. It sharpens our skills. It gives us, you know, ideas, and it just gives depth to the whole, you know, to the whole idea that I'm a part of something that's big, and together we're being successful. You got resources. So this In It to Win It session, each month we'll have we're actually going to send out a calendar. We already gave it to all of the owners at the area meeting, but we'll be sending out something for locations. They're going to be central for every state, and it's going to be once per trimester, and they're going to start at 11 a.m. and go to 3 p.m. Why is that, Travis? 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
We don't want you to have to stay overnight. Get right there, you know, stay at your house in the morning, go drive over wherever you are, get home for dinner that night is the intention.
So, like you said, these are going to be hands-on. We're just going to go through, hey, best practices on doing a lunch and learn. Let's walk through it. Best practices on, you know, just calling on this type of COI versus that type of COI, do's and don'ts in a State Farm office, you know, just, and then we're going to break down work centers. So we've got lots of ideas. We could go on about them, but that's the In It to Win It sessions. And then let's talk about the foundation of this whole plan, Travis.
Absolutely. So what are the, I think that's number five, if I'm keeping count myself.
Yeah.
One of the things that we hear when we're in offices is, you know, you're trying, you show up, you go to offices, you're trying to do the best you can, but you just run out of things to say. And that was something that we heard from several different, it really didn't matter what office you went to or, you know, how big or how small the franchise. It was just, what do you say to a COI? So that was kind of the foundation for the One Trainership, One Voice. You know, we wanted to get 53 offices going the same direction with the same message throughout the trainership. And to do that, we actually came up with a program. So we developed a 12-month theme calendar. Each month we'll have a swag item that goes with it. And with that item, we're going to provide you a message that you can carry to that COI when you walk in, kind of just a way to, you know, to break the ice and really get your point across.
And all of these messages are going to fall into one of three categories. The message is either just going to be a creative way to ask for business, because we found out that as a result of some of these visits just becoming more of a social visit, you know, or not knowing what to say, they really became ineffective, and people are going to see people maybe that like them and know them by name, and you know they think they have a decent relationship, and maybe they do, but there's zero business coming from that relationship, and that's ultimately how we gauge success. So we want to make effective sales calls, and the first thing we want to start doing is asking for business on every sales call. So there will be themes where we're just asking for business, themes where we're, the second category is we're educating. We're educators. We just want to make people aware of what we do, all the different ways that they can refer us and use us as a resource to them and their clients, and all the scope of services that we provide, the benefits for using us, et cetera. And then the third bucket is to differentiate our brand. What makes ServPro different? We're going to go over how we use technology. We're going to go over our great system, you know, even down to just Storm, how it works. I mean, these are things that make our brand bigger than just what we can do locally, and give people a picture of what ServPro really does, and I think the value of the brand.
Absolutely. So most of you have
six.
Number six. We're keeping up with this. I like it. Absolutely.
Seven.
Most of you have already seen the box of swag that have come in for the ice scrapers. You've got that. You'll notice that they are shaped like the number one. That is intentional. January is the first month of the year, and you want to carry that message to your COIs. We want to be first on their mind when a loss happens. We want to be first on their mind, even, you know, from the claims process. We want to get that first referral of the year. There's a lot of ways that you can tie that in. You can actually see, hopefully you've already seen the live role play we did on the Facebook
Live.
The
tip of the week. It's important to use the word first strategically, and you can use it multiple ways. And you also do want to remind them, there's several that may look at an ice scraper, you know, like a calf at a new gate, as David Wilson used to say. I mean, and go, what am I going to do with this? But that's the whole point, It's not how frequently you're going to need this, but it's how useful it's going to be when you do. And that's the same thing with ServPro. It's a great point to use in the sales call. Point out that they're not going to need us that often. You know that. We're ultimately the company they hope they don't have to call. But on the days they need us, they're going to be sure going to be glad that we're there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm absolutely
want to get it to 10. So what we're going to do, you know, and so we'll do that every month, and really looking forward to being with y'all at Seeing You Grow in 2019. You know, again, this is one of the best years that we've had as a trainership, and seeing the numbers come across has been a great year for many of your franchises on a local level as well.
So let's just get January off to an incredible start. Let's be excited. It's the first month of the year, and from the first sales call, let's just have big energy. Let's be excited about what we're doing, who we're representing, and you know, it's going to be a good year. I am extremely positive about the direction that we're headed.
I'm absolutely positive.
Right? Absolutely. Hey, listen, that's it really for this first podcast, episode one. OTOV CWAP. Anything else you got, Travis?
I got nothing, guys. As always, you know, be consistent.
Be consistent and ask for business. Talk to you next time.